Hello, I'm Robert Bateman, and welcome to the Privacy Corner, where I talk you through my top three picks for privacy stories every week. And thank you, as always, to Privado AI for supporting this show. Now, this week, I'll be discussing the UK-US data bridge. What exactly is that? Poland's investigation into ChatGPT under GDPR allegations, and how Section 230 has failed to protect Meta against a case alleging bias and discrimination in its advertising algorithms. So first, let's take a look at the UK-US data bridge. So this is the UK's term for an adequacy decision, and it means that UK organizations can transfer personal data to US organizations that are signed up to the data privacy framework, the EU and US agreement that the UK has very tactically tacked itself onto. So these regulations that the government laid before Parliament last week will take effect from the 12th of October. Here's a bit of a timeline to remind you of how we got to this point. So Biden signed an executive order last year in October, saying that certain qualifying states, their personal data imported to the US from those states will not be subject to normal intelligence gathering and data collection processes. They are slightly reformed in respect of the qualifying states. And there's also a new redress processes for individuals whose personal data might be intercepted pursuant to this executive order. So at that time, the EU states qualified under the executive order, but the UK did not. And in July 2023, the European Commission adopted an adequacy decision in respect of the EU-US DPF, the data privacy framework. And then most recently, last week, the US added the UK to its qualifying states, and the UK government, in what can only be described as not a surprising term, approved the adequacy of the data protection standards in the US when data is transferred pursuant to this data privacy framework. So effectively, UK organizations can now just check the list. If they want to transfer personal data to a US service provider, for example, they'll just take a look at the data privacy framework list and see if that service provider has signed up to the UK extension, and then the transfer can go ahead. If not, the UK exporter will need another transfer mechanism. Now, it's a bit less risky in the UK to use, for example, standard contractual clauses, because the ICO reads in a risk-based approach to the Chapter 5 of the GDPR. So it's much less rigorous than its European counterparts. But still, this is a significant move. And I think it will survive even if the EU's data privacy framework, as it were, goes down. Because a challenge by Schrems or whoever, Latombe, as we discussed last week, would be a challenge to the Commission's adequacy decision, not the DPF itself. Remember, Privacy Shield kept going in kind of zombie mode after Schrems 2 for some time. So conceivably, the UK version of this framework could keep going even if the EU version is no longer legal for controllers and processors in the EU. Now, next item on my list is this case against ChatGPT, which has been brought by Lukasz Olejnik, who is a Polish data protection researcher. If you'll excuse me, I just need to find the document to show you. Basically, it's another ChatGPT complaint. We've had a few of these, one of which was an own volition inquiry by the Italian Data Protection Authority. And that investigation led to ChatGPT being pulled from the Italian market for a few weeks, while OpenAI put some protections in place. So what happened here is Olejnik typed his own name into ChatGPT, got a bunch of hallucinations back, inaccurate personal data. He went to OpenAI and said, it's my right under the GDPR to have this corrected, the right to rectification. And also, can you show me the training data on which this was based? OpenAI allegedly did not respond as Olenek feels they should have. And so he put this complaint in with the Polish Data Protection Authority, which has now started its investigation. Of course, the European Data Protection Board has a task force dedicated to coordinating these ChatGPT complaints. This one, I mean, Olenek knows the GDPR. I've spoken to him a few times, and it will be a challenge, of course. The Polish DPA acknowledges this, this crude translation of the press release. The proceedings will certainly be difficult, and they concern a company located outside of the European Union, and ChatGPT itself is new and not yet really discovered. So remember that large language models do not aim for accuracy. They aim for human-like outputs, and they predict the most likely string of characters to come next in a given sequence of characters. There are many factors determining which output is the most likely, but accuracy is not really a factor. So just because a data protection challenge is difficult, it doesn't make the challenge go away. Perhaps OpenAI will find a way to satisfy the Polish regulator here. They did manage to satisfy the Grante in Italy, after all, which is a very rigorous regulator. Now, finally, Facebook is facing a case in California. And the allegation is that its advertising algorithms discriminate against people. The plaintiff in this case found that insurance ads were targeting her based on her age and gender, which goes against, allegedly, California's non-discrimination laws. So she tried to sue with the support of the American Civil Liberties Union. And in the first instance, the court said that Meta was protected by Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, which is a liability shield for providers of certain platforms and internet service providers and so on, that basically says that if I defame, for example, you on, for example, Twitter, you can't sue Twitter, you have to sue me. Twitter's not liable for my user-generated content. So Meta said, well, ads are not ours. These ads are created by our users, in this case, insurance companies. And they also choose who to target with them. So it's not us doing the discriminating. Now, the appeal court has said that actually, perhaps Meta does play a part in tailoring this content. It contributes to the content on its websites by offering these advertising tools that advertisers can use to target particular groups. And so it does deserve, it does warrant scrutiny under anti-discrimination law. So the case can proceed. And if Section 230 protections were to fall away entirely from social media networks, they'd all go out of business overnight because they can't be held responsible for every user's illegal content. But if this kind of targeted liability shield, you know, something around how platforms use personal data to target ads, whether they are immune from liability for that, that's a more interesting question, I think, and will be one that many data protection and privacy advocates feel needs addressing. How much responsibility does Facebook have, given the amount of input it has into who these ads actually reach? So we'll keep an eye on that one for you. Very interesting case. That's all from me this week. Thank you again to Privado. Please subscribe to the newsletter. There's a link to that in the comments. I've got more information on all these cases, links to the relevant resources, and some recommended reading as well. Some really good stuff in there this week. Thanks for your time, and I'll see you next week.